Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, look, in kind of breakfast radio-friendly terms, what is your current field of research?
Oh, listen, I study most aspects of the early Earth in terms of what our planet was like very, very long ago in the early part of its formation history and how continental crust came to form on the surface of the Earth.
So this current bit of research that we're hearing about, the idea of this broken up continent in the Indian Ocean, how has that been located?
Well, it was located by a series of finds over time. People have gone out looking for evidence for different types of crust on the planet of the Earth. And there are two main types. There's the continental crust, which sticks above the oceans and makes the land that we live on. And then there's the crust that underlies the oceans. But there are also different types of crust that are less common. There are volcanic islands like Hawaii or Iceland and a few other types. And so people are interested to know how much of each of those types of crust are around and how old they are. So one of the ways of finding out how old pieces of crust are to look for tiny little grains of sand of a specific mineral called zircon. And we've gotten now very good at being able to date these zircon crystals very precisely. And in this particular example, they found some zircon grains in the sand of the beach. And any beach that you or I go and walk on will have these tiny grains of zircon crystals that you can actually date using a very fancy machine. And they found, to their surprise, that instead of just being young volcanic material, there are some very ancient material in those old zircon grains. And the question was, where did they come from?
Wow. What makes zircon so good at being able to be an age determinant?
I know. Zircon grains have been found to be like this geological Christmas present. They have just the right structure and composition that the only impurity they take into their lattice is uranium. Now, uranium breaks down through natural fission reactions into two types of lead, because there are actually two types of uranium. And we can measure the ratios of lead, and because those two types of uranium break down at different rates, the ratio of those two types of leads can be projected back exactly to when the zircon crystal formed. It's just a freak of nature, but without that, we know much, much less about the history of the Earth.
Now, was this a bit of a surprise find, or have people been anticipating something like this broken up continent for a while? Or does it change the way we've kind of mapped that sort of concept of the Earth?
It was definitely a surprise, but it's not unprecedented. There are other pieces of crust floating around in the ocean that are underlying by older material. And what's exciting about it from our point of view is that by finding these sort of buried bits of continental crust, it tells us more about how much crust formed in the past and how our planet came to be. So there are lots of different models about, you know, the crust formed slowly over time and gradually built up and gets to the level where we are today. But there are other models that suggest that crust formed really early, really fast. And ever since, the planet's really just been recycling and making new crust, but also destroying crust. And so these kinds of discoveries give us indications about which of those two ideas is right. And it's been surprising that not only under volcanic islands like in Mauritius, but under deeply buried sedimentary packages in the middle of continental areas like in Russia and all through Canada, there's a huge amount of very old crust. And so it's really pointing to the fact that the Earth made most of its crust very early when it was hot, and that it's really been cooling off since, and has just been recycling that crust through plate tectonics ever since about 2.5 billion years ago.
Does this have a flow-on effect for where we think we might find the world in a few more million years, or even other kind of sciences that work around plate tectonics?
Yeah, absolutely. It tells us more about how the plates combine and recombine and split apart. So this sort of buried fragment occurs because when continents split apart through plate tectonics, and so the classic idea of plate tectonics is that North and South America, if you sort of extract the Atlantic Ocean, they fit snugly into the tip of Africa, or that little armpit of Africa and Europe. So they were once connected, and they've split apart. And when continents split apart, it's like having a ball of plasticine in your two hands. When you pull it apart, the middle in between thins dramatically and then finally snaps and breaks apart, right?
Mm.
So continental crust does exactly the same thing. Everybody thinks of rocks, you know, incredibly hard and brittle. But once you go down to 15 or 20 kilometers in the crust, it starts to get soft. And so it starts to act like plasticine, and it thins and then snaps. And so these bits of buried crust, like in Mauritius and elsewhere that we found under places like Kerguelen, this very large area of crust in the southern Indian Ocean, they are the thinned remnants of that continental rifting process and act as sort of a bed for these new volcanic areas to erupt onto.
That is absolutely amazing. Just finally, Professor, just for anyone who might have a room full of crystals at home, does this give us more hope that Atlantis is just around the corner?
Absolutely it does. Yep, the world's changing all the time. The sea levels go up and down, and things that were once exposed on land are buried, and it actually happens the other way. Things that were once buried now sit right up on the land. So it's a very dynamic planet, and it's always changing. So this is part of that change story.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for talking to Breakfast this morning.
My pleasure. Have a good day.